Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And if you don't believe in miracles, then you just don't believe in God.
Right.
Did you hear me?
Right.
He says, oh, no, and I believe in God, but I don't believe in miracles. Well, the Bible said the devils believe in God and tremble.
Right.
And it does them no good.
That's right.
No. There's some things you just can't explain. But you can believe them.
Yes.
I said you can believe them, even if you don't understand them. I believe that happened just like that. I believe clothes and shoes did not wear out for 40 years. Believe in miracles. I believe bread can fall out of the sky every morning and feed millions. I believe water can come out of a rock. Just gush out and feed millions of people and all their livestock. I believe bitter waters can be made sweet. I believe a dry stick can bud and blossom and produce almonds overnight with nothing on either end. I believe in miracles. How about you? I believe in the God of miracles. I believe He can do it. Do you? I believe a donkey can speak. Do you? I believe people can shout and walls around a city fall down flat. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. Now see, all the people that try to tell you that what you need can't happen, they don't believe in this either. Which means they don't believe in the Bible. They don't believe in God. I believe a man could pray and call on God and the sun and moon stand still for a whole day. Now you know this is before there were any satellites and any pictures of the solar system. He did not know what he was asking. Did he? And this is wonderful. You don't have to know what you're asking. I mean, if there were ever would have been a good time and maybe a reasonable thing for God to say, now, Joshua, you don't know what you're asking. Because I know y'all hadn't found this out yet. You still got people believing the earth is flat. But there are some giant bodies rotating around each other at incredible speeds, and you don't just stop one of them. Huh? I mean, take an automobile engine. I mean, a lot of you guys know this. I mean, is you got an automobile engine that's spinning at 5 or 6,000 RPM. You don't just stop one of the pistons. And let the other ones go, right? What would that be? If you stopped one of the pistons and the other seven just kept spinning, that'd be a miracle.
Yeah, it'd be a miracle.
Well, it was a lot bigger miracle. What God did, the sun and the moon, the Bible said, and I believe it just like that, stood still for a whole day.
Yes.
Glory to God. I believe it. Do you believe it?
Yes.
There's another time when God caused the sun to go backwards. Remember that?
Yes, sir.
About a whole day. Talking about rewind, backwinding the clock. That's nothing. We're talking about backwinding the solar system. Not only... Now think about who God is, what He can do. Not only can He stop this thing, He can reverse it. Make it go backwards. For a day. How'd He do that? Now see, your people that study the stars and study space, they tell you, it's impossible. Impossible. You can't do that. It happened.
Yeah.
But how you know it happened? I don't know how. I just believe it. That's the wonderful thing about faith. You don't have to have a clue in order to believe something. You just decide to believe it. Come on, somebody help me out. Say, I believe in miracles.
I believe in miracles.
I believe in miracles.
I believe in miracles.
Then that means you believe all things are possible.
Yes, they are.
To him that believes.
Right.
I believe ravens brought a man food. Every morning and every evening. Just flew right in there and brought it to him. Somebody said, you talking about wild birds? Yes. I believe they took a little bitty pot and filled up a bunch of big pots with it. I believe an iron axe head floated and swam like a fish. You ever saw a piece of iron swim? It happened. I believe a man got clean from terminal leprosy just by dipping in a river. I believe a man stayed all night in a lion's den with a bunch of hungry lions and they didn't bite him one time.
Amen.
And he came out without a scratch. I believe three men got thrown into an inferno so hot it would melt stuff. And did not get burned, didn't get singed, not even the smell of smoke on their clothes.
Glory to God. Only God.
Now see, a lot of people that tell us, impossible, it happened, it happened.
Yes.
I believe in miracles.
Yes.
I believe in miracles.
Yes.
I believe thousands of people ate and were full and had left over from a little boy's lunch.
Yeah.
I believe the blind saw again. I believe the deaf heard again. I believe the dumb spoke and the lame walked. I believe water turned into wine. I believe somebody walked on the water. I believe they got tax money out of a fish's mouth. I believe a severed ear was stuck back on the head and instantly okay. I believe a virgin conceived. I believe a man, though he was dead, was raised from the dead, never to die again. I believe in miracles. Do you? Then why can't we believe they could happen today? Not only can they have been happening around here, right? We just heard several. And they are happening. And they will yet happen. Greater and greater.
Amen.
Stronger and so, somebody say it out loud.
I believe
in miracles.
In miracles.
I believe in things
people can't explain.
I believe
all things
are possible
to those that believe.
Now when people say, well, I don't believe in all that, then that would explain why it doesn't happen for you. Because it happens only for those that believe. Did you find Mark 11? Well, I wanted to stir you up a little bit before I read this. It's easy to read a verse and just let it kind of go past you. But when you say all things are possible to him that believes, I wanted to remind you of those kind of things that have happened over and over again that experts of all types would tell you, no way. No way. And it happened. When they say no way, they're saying it wrong. Huh? I said they're saying it wrong. Either out of ignorance or arrogance or both. But they're saying it. What should they say? They should say, I don't know of any way. And that didn't tell us much. Because we already knew. There was a whole lot you didn't know. That's not a stretch. To think that we got to a place where you couldn't do it. But aren't you glad when men look at you and say, I'm sorry, there's nothing that can be done. You might have to bite your lip and go, you're not saying it right. But just, you don't have to tell everybody that. You just need to know it for yourself.
Yeah.
You know that when men say nothing can be done, that's not the final word.
That's
not it. Mark 11, are you there? This is the verse. My father in the faith, who's in heaven now, who was told he had to die, could not live past age 16, born prematurely deformed in his organs, incurable so-called blood disease, and multiple physicians told him he had to die, could not live. Were they saying it right?
No.
What should they have said? He found this verse. Oh, glory to God. He found this verse when he was paralyzed as a teenager. And he read in verse 22, it said, Jesus answering said to them, have faith in God. For verily I say to you that there it is. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have
whatsoever
he said. How many areas does this cover?
All.
Whosoever would have whatsoever he said.
Right.
All inclusive.
Yes, sir.
All inclusive. Keep reading, verse 24. Therefore, I say to you,
what things
soever you desire. What if you desire healing? What if you desire a well body? What if you desire to be strong without pain? Huh? Who has a right to say, well, no, that includes a lot of things, but not that? Nobody has a right to say that. What does whatsoever include? What things soever you desire when you pray, believe. And this is very specific. This is what I wanted to focus some more on tonight. Believe what?
That you receive.
Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, which happens first? You shall have them or you believe you receive them?
Believe you receive them.
Which happens first? But see, you got so many folks, they wanting to have it, then they're going to believe they got it. Well, when are you going to believe you got it? Well, when I feel better. When we get back a good report. Be too late to believe it. Then you'd know it. Then you'd feel it. Then you see it. Are you with me now? Believing occurs before you see it. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. You don't see it and you don't feel it. That's when you believe it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Promises of God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002R. That's R2002R, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.